to me. Let's start again the mistake. The Dini Maminis Bishloshes. Zelus Achavalus Bishloshes. So the Gemara explained Dini Maminis means Ados Rahavos Bishloshes Hedyotas and Zelus Achavalus Bishloshes Mumchim. Okay. Then it says Knas, he needed Bezn of Shlosha. Okay. Spoke about Knas and Mammon. But Knas, it doesn't get off the ground. Afilu B'Balos is Hedeshim. I may not mechayiv to pay the Knas before Gemar Din. That's what the Vilna Gaon. And Baba Kama Dafayin Dalit quotes from the Yerushalmi, and the Tosis in Ksubas quotes the same Yerushalmi, and it's Mukhech and the Gemara Baba Kama like that on Dafayin Dalit. Afilu B'Balos Hedeshimayim, you don't gain anything by paying the Knas on your own, by Gzelus B'Chabalos or by Haidos B'Avos. If you know that you're Chayv, so you pay. The Bezin is only to be Mevarim. But the Bezin by the Knas is essential. Bez Matkan says is Likuva. Kozman, there's no Bezdin, so Afila Balot Zay Shemaim, you don't pay. Okay, then it's Oynes Mefatim Moitzi Shema, Bishloisha, because it's Knas, we understand. Chachamim Moitzi Shema, Bezdin Mishloisha, Mefnei Shiesh, Badin in the Farshas. So we had seven or eight different Pshatim in the Mor, what the Machloikis is. Good. Makas is Bishloisha, Mishem Bishmalam, Bezdin Mishloisha, okay, Machloikis Hatanoim. Din in the Farshas is Bezdin Mishloisha, and Machloikis by the Malchus is the same as Din in the Farshas or not? Fine, we paskin b'shloisha. We paskin like the Tanakhama. Then Malchus is b'shloisha. Ibar HaChodesh is b'shloisha, and Ibar HaShana is b'shloisha. Dear Reb Meir, Ibar HaShana means you declare that this year should have 13 months instead of 12 months. And Isha Muberes is a pregnant woman who has something extra. She has the baby in her body. And Iburi Shalir, the Gemara in Erevin talks about Iburi Shalir, you have the city, then you have the extension of the city. Iburi Shalir, like a pregnant woman, so there's a pregnant city. Iburi Shalir. So Ibar HaShana means the year that has 13 months instead of having 12 months. That's Ibar HaShana. What's Ibar HaChodesh? Ibar HaChodesh is instead of having 29 days, and a given month is a Chodesh Me'ubar, has 30 days. So Ibar HaChodesh is B'Shloisha. Fine. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Why only Ibar HaChodesh B'Shloisha and Kiddush HaChodesh? If it's not going to be an extra, if the month that's ending is only going to have 29 days, then you don't need a Bezin of three. You always need a Bezin of three to determine when Rosh Chodesh should be, whether on the 30th day or 31st, any given month can either have 29 days or 30 days. If the month that's ending has 29 days, then Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. The month that's ending is a Chodesh Maleh, is a Chodesh Me'ubar, then Rosh Chodesh will be on the 31st day. So why does it say, that's what the Gemara is asking, why does it say Ibar HaChodesh B'Shloisha? Should say Kiddush HaChodesh should be B'Shloisha. Why do you call it Ibar HaChodesh? Ibar HaChodesh is only in that case. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, he disagrees regarding Shana Me'uberes. He doesn't disagree regarding Ibar HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh. He only disagrees on the Ibar HaShana. B'Shloisha Maschilim. On Ibar HaShana, you start... The Bezin should start with three Dayanim. And then if the three take a vote and they think that there's what to discuss, then Ubahamisha Nosim and Osim, then they continue to discuss it with a Bezin of five. Ubigamim Bishiva, and then they should, when they complete the Gemar Din, they should have, when they finally declare today should be, this year, should be a Shana Me'uberes, they should have seven. This is Lachatchilim, Ubigamim Bishloshim Me'uberes. But the only thing that's Ma'akev is three. Same as Rab Meir said. But lachatchila, you should have more. Okay, so we ran through the Gemara, or we didn't run through. Yeah, the Gemara on Yudam and Beis, the top of Yudam and Beis, where the Gemara asks a question. Four lines from the top. Chisha v'loy katani. Chisha means they make the calculations. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara from the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah. Bezin always makes you make the astronomical calculations. It's not so complicated. You have to know. You have to know math and you have to know physics to be able to figure out when the new moon will be able to appear. So Bezin always has to make a chishuv, a calculation, so that when the witnesses come, that's the tradition of the Torah Shebaal Peh. You have to have witnesses come and testify that they saw the new moon. Where does it say that in Chumash? It doesn't really say it in Chumash. That's an oral tradition. That's why Bizman Baisheni, the Tzedukim, never believed in that. And they used to always come to foul up the whole system of Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Mishnayos have in Rosh Hashanah, then when the Tzedukim used to come and testify they saw the moon, on when it wasn't really true, So the so sometimes the Bezdin knew that it wasn't true, so they just throw them out. And the Bezdin didn't know it was possible, so then they would come and testify, even though there wasn't, even though the moon was not visible. Let's say in Yerushalayim it was cloudy, so the Bezdin knew that no one saw the moon this time. It wasn't visible. And then these people say they came from Tzfat, they came from another place, and they made up a story that it was cloudy there too. They didn't really see the moon. So they made a takana that they don't accept witnesses unless they know who they are, unless they recognize the people, they know that they're Orthodox. They know these guys were conservative or reform, whatever you call it, Dukim, yeah. Because they didn't believe in Torah Shabbat. So that was the chishuv, is the calculation to determine when the moon should be able to appear. So the Mishnah doesn't say you need a Bezdin of three to do the calculation. Chishuv lo katani, kiddush lo katani, kiddush achoydush. Say the Bezdin says mekudush achoydush. The Mishnah says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Av Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin of three. So the senior member of the Bezdin would say mekudush achoydush, and all of the tzibah who would be present would scream out mekudush mekudush. They would answer mekudush mekudush. The Turi Eben has over there on Rosh Hashanah. Turi Eben is a sefer written by the Shagas Aryeh. Amaseches Rosh Hashanah and on Chagiga. What else? On Megillah. On Tainus. On Tainus is Turi Eben. I don't remember it. Okay. So the Shagas Aryeh points out there. La hispik alam mekudesh. If the Abbezin didn't say Mekudesh, I raise them a Uber. But if the Abbezin said Mekudesh, the Tzibur didn't answer, say that's not Ma'akabidi Ebed. The Tzibur answering, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that's not Li Kuvim. But what is Ma'akab is that the Abbezin should say Mekudesh. So the Gemara wonders, it doesn't say the Chishuv, the calculations in the Bezna 3. It doesn't say the Kiddush, they always used to the Kiddush, it says Ibra Shana, Ibra Chodesh. What do you mean? Ibra Chodesh? Ibra Chodesh means to make the month into 30 days, that the Rosh Chodesh should be postponed to the 31st day, so that be the Bezdin of three. So the Gemara asks, lo lekatcha, let them just not be mekadoshed on the 30th day, and we may lab, it'll be become Uber automatically by itself. It can't have a month that's more than 30 days. So what is it right in the Mishnah? Indeed, the Bezdin of three, to make Ibra Chodesh, to declare, they should declare on the 30th day that this month will be a Chodesh Moleh, that today they should declare today will not be Rosh Chodesh. You need them to say today. Just don't declare today. Lo lekatcha, don't declare today as Rosh Chodesh. And Memele, tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. You don't need a Bezdin to paskin the Chodesh should be Meuber, that today should not be Rosh Chodesh. Just don't declare it. It won't be Rosh Chodesh. So Abaye has a suggestion. The Mishnayos was still being recited by Peh, al pi Pashtus. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi edited the Mishnayos. They had brises floating around that were always being recited by Peh. Dvarim shebal peh yatav asher liyam b'ksav. Not allowed to write down the Torah shebal peh. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos that he always used to keep private notes, but they wouldn't learn from a text. They would recite the shiur would be Balpeh. The shiur wouldn't be from a written text. And then even after Rabbi Yehuda Nasi edited the Mishnayos, it's assumed they were still being recited Balpeh. It wasn't until the days of Ravin Rav Ashid that they wrote the Mishnayos, and they used to teach the Torah HaKesav. And even the Ravin Rav Ashid were the ones who edited the Talmud Bavli, more or less, but they didn't write down the Talmud Bavli. It wasn't written. The Mishnayos they wrote down. Talmud Bavli wasn't written until way later, centuries later, in the middle of the period of the Gaonim. And many Gaonim were opposed, even then when they wrote it down, they were opposed to it. So Abai Verove, in the days of Abai Verove, they were still reciting Mishnayos Baal Peh. Abai Verove before the days of Ravin Rav Ashid. So the Mishnayos were not yet written down. So Abai says, Tani, Kiddush HaChodesh, there's a mistake in the oral transmission, a mistake in the tradition. The word shouldn't read Ibra Chodesh. It says Ibra Chodesh Ibra Shana. Ibra Shana is Ibur, but Chodesh should say Kiddush HaChodesh. Shouldn't say Ibra Chodesh, because it doesn't make sense to say that you need a Bezdin to declare that today is not Rosh Chodesh. You need a Bezdin to declare whether on the 30th or the 31st that today is Rosh Chodesh. That's what Rabbi says. There's a mistake. And Rob is going to say, how can you say there's a mistake? But everybody all over the world is reciting the Mishnayos Baal Peh, and everybody's saying Ibra Chodesh. You can't say that there's a mistake in the tradition. That is the correct reading. You have to figure out what the expression means. What does it mean, Ibra Chodesh B'Shlosha? But when Abai says it, Tani, you should reread the Mishnah, you should let it say Kiddush HaChodesh, there's a misprint. It's not a misprint. There was no text. Says the people are saying it over wrong. It's a shig with the lishnim because they're gonna say Yibur Hashana needs a bezno three according to Rab Meir. Shimon Gamliel says you need 3, 5, 7. Rab Meir says 3 for Yibur Hashana. So the people made a mistake and they said over Yibur HaChodesh, but Yibur HaChodesh really means Kiddush HaChodesh. Doesn't mean Yibur HaChodesh. Tanei Amihachi, we have a Tosefta that reads like Abai suggested it should read in the Mishnah. Kiddush HaChodesh Yibur Hashana B'Shloshes Yibur Meir. Fine, that's good. Omar Rava, how can you say that there's a mistake in the way we are reciting the Mishnayos? Yibur Katani. What do you mean Katani? It's not written, but it means all the people who recite Mishnayos, everybody says over, that's the Girsa in the Mishnah. How can you say that there's a mistake? Everybody said over wrong. El Omar Rava, no, what it means is Kiddush B'Yom Yibur B'Shloisha Acharibur Leka Kiddush. If they want to declare the 30th day, B'Yom HaYibur is the 30th day, if that day will be added on to the previous month, then the previous month will be a Chodesh Me'ubar. It'll be a pregnant month with an extra anuber inside. It'll have a 30th day. If you want to have the month that's ending is going to be a month of 29 days, then it's not going to be Me'ubar. So Rabbi said that's what the Mishnah means. If they declare Rish Chodesh on the 30th, that Kiddush B'Yom Yibur is B'Shloisha, you need a Bezna 3. Acharibah, if you're going to declare tomorrow, going to declare the 31st day as Rish Chodesh, Kiddush, then you don't need any Kiddush at all. Who does the Mishnah go like? Ablaz Reb Tzadik and we Paskan like. What does he say? He says, so last week we just reviewed Baal Peh, now we're going to read it inside. There are four opinions in the Tanoim regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. So the normal reading of the Mishnah is that whenever Bezdin declares today as Rosh Chodesh, either the 30th day or the 31st day, say, so the Rosh HaBezdin, the senior member of the Bezdin, says, Mekudosh HaChodesh, today has Kedush as Rosh Chodesh, So the Mekudosh Mekudosh is not Miyake, but they're saying the first time, that Bezdin saying the first time, that part is Miyake. So the Pashtuns and the Mishnah, that's whether the month that's ending now is a Chodesh Malay, Chodesh Chaser, when the Bezdin declares today is Rosh Chodesh, either today the 30th day, today the 31st, that's the Nusach that you say. Then the other Tana, Rab Lezer disagrees, right before the two dots, right smack in the middle of the Omud Yud on the base. Lezer says no. It says, V'kidashna Mishnasach HaMishim Shana. The Bezdin should declare Mekudesh on the Shnas HaYoyvel. Shorim at Mekadosh Yat Mekadosh Chodosh. There is an institution, there is a concept of Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. But the Bezdin doesn't have to declare that today is Mekudesh. Where do you see that there's a Kedushas Rosh Chodesh? Whenever there's Kedusha means that it's Mechayiv something. We spoke about this many occasions. No such thing as Kedusha Tilois, abstract Kedusha. We say, Esa Kedusha Sein. The Mishnah says in Kalim, in the first Baruch Kalim, the 10 levels of Kedushas based on Migdush. All of Eretzel has a lower level of Kedusha based on Migdush. Ayor HaMekafes Chama have a slightly higher level than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim has a slightly higher level than all the other Ayor HaMekafes Chama. The Harbais has a slightly level, higher. The 10 levels, still you get to the Kodesh HaKadosh and Bein Shnei Abadim. So the Mishnah has every step of the way, each one of the 11 steps. Mishnah says Esek Kedushas, and there are 11 steps. So it's a Kasha, all the Mefarshim work on. Why does it say Esek Kedushas if it's listing off 11 levels of Kedusha? So at every step of the way, the Mishnah tells you, Eretz HaMikodesh has been called Harotz, and Shem Yivivei Menah Ha'im Ereshtei Alechem. Ayoros HaMikaf is Chayim and Mikodosh is from the higher level than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, because Mitzorayim HaMishtalchem, they're not allowed to enter into Ayoros HaMikaf is Chayim. Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha, how do you see? That you can eat Maaseh Sheni, Kodesh Mekalim, and Korban Pesach, and all of Yerushalayim. Every step of Kedusha means that there's Nafkemin al Aloch. So when you say that there's such a thing as Kedusha, it's for Shchedesh. Where do you say that there's a mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh that doesn't apply all month long? Mitzvah of Hakrovas HaMusafim. If there's a Kedusha for Rosh Chodesh, means that it's Mechayv and an additional din. No such thing as just abstract Kedusha. But the Shaila is, on Shabbos, the Bezdin has to declare today is Mekudesh B'Kedusha on Shabbos. We recite Kiddush. Okay, but you don't need a Bezdin to be Mekadosh to Shabbos. Kaddish is Kriya V'Kaima. Everyone has a mitzvah to declare the Kedusha Shabbos. Then on Yom Tov, is there a mitzvah that we should declare that Yom Tov has Kedusha? It's a question. Rosh Chodesh is a pasuk. Rosh Chodesh, there's a mitzvah. Bezdin should be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh.
So what would the Yidashida say after that? They would disagree. They would say that there is such an idea as Kedusha as abstract? According to which
Yidashida?
the first sheet that says that you are mekadesh the chodesh.
No, the machlokes only is when Bezin decides that either the 30th or the 31st day should be Rosh Chodesh, how do they word their decision? So one time the Rabbi Lezin says they paskin, today is Rosh Chodesh, that's it. They don't have to say, we hear about endowing the day with Kedusha. They declare today is Rosh Chodesh, Memela has Kedusha. But you only have to declare the Shana, Shnas HaYovel, they have to be, we are hereby Mekadesh Shnas HaYovel. They never have to be Mekadosh. The other Tana says that's always the Nusach of the Psak. They should say today is Kodesh B'Kedusha, it's Rosh Chodesh. Not just the Paskin, today is Rosh Chodesh, it has Kedusha automatically. They should be the ones who endow it with Kedusha. So these are the two Shitas. The basic Shita Mishnayis is that you declare that day is Mekudosh, whether the month ending is going to have 29 days. And you're making the 30th day into Rosh Chodesh, so the month ending is a Chodesh Me'uber, going to have 30 days, going to declare the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh. In both cases, you are Mekadosh the month. And the Tana Rabbi Lezer disagrees, you never Mekadosh the month. You just give a psak. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and Fartik. Me'mele it's going to have Kedusha. Me'mele you'll be Chayv in Musaf. If today is Rosh Chodesh, it has Kedusha. And then in between, there are two opinions of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik, and Plemo, that they say sometimes yes and sometimes no. Sometimes you do declare we are here by Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, and sometimes they just sometimes they don't think, and sometimes they're not Mekadosh. So when is it yes? When is it no? So these are opposites. Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik, and Plemo are opposites from each other. And we pass like Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik. So Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik says, "Im lo nir bizmano, if you're not going to declare the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, the 31st day of course is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So then there's no need to say anything. It's going to be Rosh Chodesh. There's no choice. There's nothing to paskin about. If Bezin wants to make the Chodesh that's ending into a Chodesh Koser, you want to declare the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, so the way they should give the psak is in the form of declaring, we hereby endowing the 30th day with Kedusha. That's the way you should paskin. The psak should be in the Nusach of Hakdosha. If the 30th day goes by, they're not going to declare it as Rosh Chodesh. They're going to declare the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh. There's nothing to declare about. No more Shaila. It's a Baruch Hashem Mishpat Tzaharayim. There's no choice. It can't be a month with 31 days. The only choice is 29 days or 30 days. So he says, "M'lo nir bizmana ein mikad shemoisai." If it's near bizmana, if the moon appeared on the 30th day, they want to declare the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh. So then they should declare it as such. And the nusach of the psak should be Mekudosh HaChodesh. We hereby declare today has Kedusha as Rosh Chodesh. If they're going to leave the 30th day as part of the end of the previous month, and they're going to make the 31st day into Rosh Chodesh, that's going to happen by itself. The 31st day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. There's no choice. So then there's no need to be Mekadosh at all. And Plemo holds just the reverse. Plemo makes sense. He says, if you're going to declare the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, let them say, we're here by Paskin today. They don't have to be Mekadosh today. There's what Paskin, because there's a Shaila, it's a toss-up. Should today be Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh. But if they wait till the 31st day, so there's no more Shaila. Chreya be. The mission says, M'lahi speak alam and Mekudosh HaShach HaShach HaRezem U'uber. If they didn't declare the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, Memele, the 31st day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. No alternative. But we always want Bezin to be involved in Kviyas Rosh Chodesh, Kviyas Haluach. That's what we learn from the Pasuk. And Moshe and Aaron, Beres Mitzayim Lema HaChodesh Azalachem. And Moshe and Aaron is two, and Bezin Shokel is three. So you always have to have a Bezin of three who should be involved in HaChodesh Azalachem and Kviyas Haluach. So if the Bezin of three will decide to make the Chodesh Me'uber, so then they can't give a psak on the 31st day. Today's Rosh Chodesh. There's nothing to paskin about. It's Baruch Hashem Mishpat Tzaharayim. You only give a psak when there's a shaila. No shaila, no psak. But we want Bezin should participate. How do they participate? So let them not paskin today's Rosh Chodesh on the 31st. Let them say, hereby endow the day with Kedusha. So that's what Plemo says. If the Bezin decides to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, there's no need for them to declare Mekudosh. Let them say, we hereby paskin, today is Rosh Chodesh, a psak. But if it's Shalom Bizmana, they waited, they decided not to make the 30th day into Rosh Chodesh, they're going to make the 31st day into Rosh Chodesh. So So then there's nothing to paskan it. So the only way for the bezin to have some participation in the kviyas aluch is by being mekadosh today, by declaring should be mekudosh. So plema Rav Lazar Rav Sarek take a compromise sheet between the two extremes. One extreme was Rav Lazar that you never say mekudosh achodesh, only shanim. One extreme was you always say mekudosh achodesh. They say sometimes yes, sometimes no, but they have opposite sheetas. Plema makes interesting sense. He said, when it's bizmai, so let them give a psak. If it's a lot bizmai, I don't have to do an act of kiddush. So the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah, Abai claims that it's a misprint, that it's a mistake in the tradition. When they were reciting the Mishnah, it's Baal Peh, they said it over wrong. And what it really should say, what it really you should recite in the Mishnah is, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibra Hashanah B'Shlosh. Not Ibra HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibra Hashanah B'Shlosh. And Rabbi says, you can't attribute this to a mistake. Everybody says like this. He says, what it should say is, Kiddush b'yom ibra b'shlosh. Achariba like a kiddush at all. Goes like a blessed Rapsarik. That's how he passed it. Okay? And then, the next opinion, Rav Nachman says, just the reverse. Just the reverse from Rav Nachman Omar. Kiddush achariba is b'shlosh. B'yom ibra, there's no there's no need for a kiddush. Let him give a psak. Bezin will paskin. And if they're going to declare the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh, then there's no room for any psak. There's no shaila. Oh, shaila has to be today. So then they should the bezin should participate by declaring that they should be mekudesh. Fine. So there are four shittas in Tanoim, and there are various ways to read the Mishnah, whether the Mishnah follows the first shita or one of the other shittas, Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik, or Plema. Okay. Then the Gemara continues, and then we pointed out the Yosameach has this comment on the Rama Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. He says there are two girsas in the Gemara. What does Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik says? Lanir Bizmano, if they're not going to declare the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, going to declare the 31st day, then Emekachemosa, there's no Shaila, so you don't have to declare a Kodesh. Why? Shekvakidshuhu Shamayim. So if you have the base, then you're talking about what the top tesis quotes from Rashi and the Yesh Meforshim, that the Bezun Shalmaila made it into Rosh Chodesh. Okay, it's questionable. Bezun Shalmaila is good to do the work. Bezun Shalmaila, Paskins, all kinds of things. But they're not supposed to declare a Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is supposed to be a Chodesh HaZalachem to Moshe and Aaron, and Bezun Shalmaila Seifim Lei Moidechot. Lo b'shamayim, okay. Shouldn't be determined by the Bezun Shalmaila. It's a little unusual here. The Bezun Shalmaila made the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh. So that's why the Arsameach says he thinks that the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara. Shekra kitshuhu shamayim. Kitshuhu shamayim means behechreach the day has to be. Ka kitshuhu b'shamayim means that Bezdin in heaven convened on the 31st day. Bright and early, before we wake up in the morning, and they declared the day as Rosh Chodesh. Kedushu Shamayim, just the Melita means it's Behechreach. The day has to be Rosh Chodesh. No alternative. Can't make yesterday into Rosh Chodesh. Can you declare on the 31st day yesterday should be Rosh Chodesh? The simple reading of the Mishnah is that you cannot, because the Mishnah says there in Rosh Hashanah, Ruv Bez the Mechal Yisrael. Everybody saw the moon and they on the 30th day. And they all know today you should really be established as Rosh Chodesh. But they speak alone in Mekudesh, Ad Shech HaShech, they didn't have a chance to sit together and just to declare today should be Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah says, HaRezem Me'uber. Why is it Me'uber? Let them convene. They can't convene Balayla. There's no Kviyas Yeshivas Bez in Balayla. So let them convene tomorrow morning, Yom Lamed Alf in the morning, declare that yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. Why can't they do that? So the simple reading of the Mishnah implies, that's what the Rashba points out there on Rosh Hashanah. Simple reading of the Mishnah implies that you cannot declare that yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. You have to say today is Rosh Chodesh. You have to say on the day that you want to be Rosh Chodesh, you have to say that day is Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Rashba has, the Kasha and the Rambam. The Rambam says if witnesses come at the end of the month, they already observed Korban Pesach and they ate matzah and they had the Seder, and then the witnesses come and they say, we saw the moon on the 30th day. You really should have made the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, not the 31st day. So the Rambam says, if the Bezdin will listen to them, they don't have to listen to them. The din is atem afilim is eaten. Let's say the members of the bezin are making a bar mitzvah, and the kid doesn't know the haftarah yet, and they need another day to make the kid or to cook the food for the wedding or the bar mitzvah, whatever. And they decide they're going to postpone Rosh Chodesh, that they'll have another day to teach the kid his bar mitzvah lessons. So the din is atem afilim is eaten. Even if they were supposed to make that day Rosh Chodesh, and for some stupid reason they postpone Rosh Chodesh to the next day, maybe we should fire the bezin afterwards. Okay, so the bezin HaGadol should reconsider. Maybe these guys should be kicked out. We should let them be in charge next month, because they just can't make all the decisions based on their own personal considerations. But that's a din. Atem by Kiddush HaChodesh, atem afilim mutin, even if they made a mistake. If they made a mistake and they made a month with 28 days, a leap year, whatever, 29 days, 28 days, going to make a month less than 29 days and more than 30 days, so that mistake is not chal. Going to make a year with 11 months, or with 14 months, that's not chal. Within a range, there's a din. Let's say this year doesn't deserve, let's say in one particular year, this year is a Shana Mubar, it's Tav Shana Mubar. But let's say a certain year should really not be. You shouldn't have 2 years in a row Shana Mubaris. Every 2-3 years you make a Shana Mubaris. Let's say the Bezin declares 2 years in a row, second year Shana Mubaris. Okay? They can do that. They weren't supposed to do it, but if they made a mistake and they did it, so within those bounds, you can have any given year can have 12 months or 13 months. Any given month can have either 29 days or 30 days. So within those bounds, Atem, we darshan. Osam, the correct spelling should be Aleph of Tav Mem, and it's spelled Aleph Tav Mem. So that's from the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Mem. Sometimes we darshan a din based on the fact that the word is spelled in the Chumash Malei Ochasa, has an extra vav or it's missing a vav. So here we darshan Atem Afilu Mutim, even if the Bezin made a mistake. Atem Afilu Shogigim and Atem Afilu Mizidin, even if on purpose they made a mistake. The Pashto says that this halacha, that the psak is binding, even if they made a mistake and error within certain bounds, within certain guidelines, any month, any given month can have less than 29 days and more than 30 days, and any given year can have less than 12 months and more than 13 months. So this din, atem afilu shogigim, even if they made a mistake in psak, mutim, this only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh and possibly to Ibar HaShana. That's what we're going to see the Gemara later. Pashto says it applies both to Kiddush HaChodesh and to Ibar HaShana, and some want to say it doesn't apply to Ibar HaShana, but it doesn't apply to other areas of Halacha. If the Bezin gives a psak and it turns out that it's an error, so the psak is not binding. If the Bezin makes a mistake, he can have the whole Bezin HaGadol of all 71 Rabbanim. If they all made a mistake, so a mistake is a mistake. Tois li'olam chayzer. Tois li'olam chayzer is a Yiddish expression. Where does it come from? Anybody know? It comes from Bob Metzia Perek Hazov. Let's say I bought something from the store and they charged me an outrageous price. And I didn't realize that they charged me way more than the going rate. So after I bought it, I'm on my way home, so I start checking at other stores and I find out within 20 minutes that they charged me an outrageous price. So if I come back soon afterwards, if I wait a month and then I come back and I give it back to them, so that it's too late. I can't ask for the money back. But if I come back within a reasonable amount of time, and I say, you overcharge me, I want you to pay me the differential. So then the Gemara said, that's all you know. If you charge too much, or the customer fooled the Moicher into selling it for too little. And then the Moicher waits a few hours, and he speaks to other people, and he finds out that he sold it for way less than it's really worth. He should have charged more. So then, within a reasonable amount of time, Mishnah says that the guy who got cheated, either the Moicher got cheated, or usually the Moicher cheats the Lekech. Once in a while, the Lekech cheats the Moicher. He fools him into believing that the thing is not worth so much, and then the Moicher can find out later on whether it was really worth that much. So then you have an amount of time that you can ask for the money back. But let's say I bought a dozen eggs, and then I wait 3 days, then I open up the dozen eggs, finds out that there are 11 eggs. There's a box with a dozen eggs, and it only has 11 eggs. So that's whenever there's a mistake in Midam, Mishkan, the Minyan, let's say I bought 5 pounds of potatoes, a big, that's 5 pounds of potatoes, and I paid whatever, a dollar. And then I weigh it on the scale at home, it's only 4.5 pounds. So that's Mekach Tois, that's not called Ainoa. Ainoa is either the Moichah charged too much, or the Lekech paid too little. Or if there's a mum, and the Mishnah says, Chit me yofus venim tzu rose, or rose venim tzu yofus. I want a quality A. potatoes, and it turns out it's quality B potatoes. So that's a din of Aino. But if it's a mistake in me, the Mishkan Minyan, I bought a dozen eggs, and it says on the box, it has a dozen eggs. I open it up, it's missing an egg or two. So that's Mamish Mekach Tos. So the Gemara's Lashon is Tos Le'olam Chozer. There's no limitation of how long you have to come back within a small amount of time, right away, and ask for your money back. No, even if I wait a week, unless I wait so long that the eggs got spoiled. So then it's my own fault, I shouldn't have waited so long. But if I come back, I kept it in the refrigerator, then I didn't open up till the end of the week, then I can come back in time. That's a mekach tos. So that's called tos li'olam chozer. So li'olam means even way after the time that it would take to find that you made a mistake. So that's usually in Yiddish, there's such an expression. If a bezin made a mistake, or a person made a mistake, tos li'olam chozer, you have to back out for your mistake. The one and only halacha, from the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, the only area where psak is binding, even if it's an error, is in Kiddush HaChodesh and in Ibra Hashanah, that's all. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Atem, Yidashim from the word Atem. And then another Svarim, that's what the Tanoim said, Yidashim from the word Atem. And then Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Torah's Kohanim, from the Sifroa. It says in Parshas Emor, you have the Parshas Amoados. Parshas Amoados appears in the Chumash three times, in Emor, and in Pinchas, and in Re'ei. So Emor gives you the Yisam Aloch, and Pinchas, it gives you the Chiyubei Musafim, the bonus of Musafim. And then in Parshas Re'ei, gives the mitzvahs pratios, which mitzvahs you fulfill, which mitzvahs you observe, on which special days. So in Parshas Emor, it says in the beginning and the end, El Me'ad Hashem Shetikro Osam, B'moyadom. So it says it twice, and says it three times, but Rashi only concentrates on two out of the three times. So Rashi says, and both times it's missing, all three times, missing a vav, atem. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim and the Torah's Kohanim, Milo Omer, the first time it says it, it's regarding Kiddush HaChodesh, atem afilu mutim, even if they made a mistake. And the second time that it's repeated, it goes on Ibra Hashanah, that both in Kiddush HaChodesh and in Ibra Hashanah, the general area, kfiyas haluach, if the bez made a mistake, the psak is binding anyway, within certain bounds. Again, you can't make a month less than 29 days, more than 30 days. You can't make a year less than 12 months, or more than 13 months. But within those bounds, a psak that's made in error is binding. A psak anywhere else in halacha that's made in error is not binding. That's a double poshut like that. There's a difficult Ramban on Chumash, when the Ramban comments on the Rashi, it says in Parshas, where is it? Parsha Shoftim, I guess. The Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, Afilo Ayimin Shu Smol, Val Smol Shu Ayimin. A psak that's made in error is also binding. So the Ramban says, what's the mocker for this psak? Is that Mishnah that says, Atem Afilo Mizidim, Atem Afilo Mutim, even if Bez made a mistake, it's binding. The Ramban Achomi sounds like he's extending it to all the 613 mitzvahs. So that's very difficult, it's not true. It's only a din in Kiddush HaChodesh and probably in Ibra Hashanah also, as Rashi quoted on Chumash when the Tanoim from the Sifro, the Ma'ilo Amar be Kiddush HaChodesh veKano Amar be Ibra Hashanah. The first time it says Atem instead of Osam, it says Chosavab says it. The first time goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, the second time goes on Ibra Hashanah. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah quotes Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that just like Kiddush HaChodesh Beznav 3, Ibra Hashanah is also Beznav 3. Shimon Gamliel said, Bidyevid, you're right. But L'chatchila, we make it fancy and we have a bigger Bezn. Tanya Ketsa, the Tosefta spells out. Or not a Tosefta, not a Tosefta, Ebraisa. Oh, this is a Tosefta, it says, yeah. Ketsa, Omar Rab Shimon Gamliel, Bishlosh Maschil, Machamish, Nasim, Rasim, Gamer, Mishiv, what's the case? Echad Amaleshev, Ishtam, Amaleshev, Lo Leishev, the Beznav Gadol appointed Beznav 3 that they should discuss whether they should make the Yerushalayim Uberes. So they have a machlokes. So two of them say there's no need, nothing to discuss. One guy says, no, we have to discuss it, what to discuss. So it's 2-1. So if Shnayim Amrim Lo Leishev, but La Yechad B'Miutim. What if Shnayim Amrim Leishev, Echad Amrim Shalom Leishev? Two out of the three, the initial Bezn say, we think there is what to discuss. So you add on another two Masifim Alei Mojnaim and Asnasim Adov, you have a Beznav 5 discussing the matter. The Beznav 5, what did they decide? What did they come to the conclusion? We should make it, we should or we should not make it a Shonim Uberes. The majority of the Beznav 5 say, we should not make it a Shonim Uberes. So goodbye. The two are bottled because it's an argument 3-2. So the two are bottled, and we listen to the three. We don't make the chanamir. If Hakel Shlosh Amrim Tzicha, Shlam Amrim Einet Tzicha, three out of the five members of the Bezin. We just made the Bezin into five instead of three. So if three out of the five say Tzricha, the year has to be Mu'uberis, Shlam Amrim Einet Tzricha, the minority say we should not make a Shana Mu'uberis, so we're going to make it a Shana Mu'uberis. So when you declare the actual Psak, this year, Tav Shinaim Vav Shiyah Shana Mu'uberis, you should really have it with seven. Masif Alei Mo'ed Shnaim, why Shana Minya Pachas Mishivo. That's Rabbi Shinglam Neil says. Bidiyebid will be good with three. And the Chathchila more correct is you should have five. Yes. So the Gemara says, where in the world does this idea come from? That you start off the Bezin with three, then you add on another two, make it into five. You add on another two, make it into seven. What's the mocker for this? What is it? This a Chathchila deraisa? Chathchila derabbana? There's a Tosis in Gittin. Tosis says you never have any Chathchila deraisa. Tosis in the end of Nida modifies a little bit. They said you have many lachatchilas deraisa. We just learned on Daf Dalet when you have a korban chatos, a lachatchila you do zrik on dalet karmes hamizbech. And b'di'eved only one zrik is miyakim. So you do have lachatchila and b'di'eved on dinim deraisa. So the Tosis in the end of Nida says, yeah, you always have in mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah b'shleimus and a mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. Let's say wearing tzitzis but love them without chelos. So we paskin this machlekes hatanan. We paskin chelos ene miyakevus as aloven. So only half here, you don't have the other half. So yotz in the mitzvah shalob b'shleimus. So in the area mitzvahs hasei, you can have lahatchila and b'di'evit on the level of their eyes. In isurim it doesn't make any sense. You can't say lahatchila it's also, but b'di'evit it's mutter. If you cooked it in a pot, it won't make the pot shape. B'di'evit it's mutter. That can only be on the level of the rabbonim. Lahatchila it's also, and b'di'evit it's mutter. On the level of the Raisa, there's only Lachatchilim B'di'evin in the area of mitzvahs. Lachatchilim means a mitzvah B'shlei Musa, and B'di'evin means you'll be in fulfillment of a mitzvah Shalom B'shlei Musa. So here also, he says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, in Mebrua B'shlei Shem Uberis, he says in the Mishnah, if you complete the whole sack of the Ibra Hashanah with the Bezna 3, B'di'evin it'll be good. But Lachatchilim should have had 3, 5, 7. Yeah. Is this a Lachatchilim the Raisa? Probably not. You can't tell. Probably not. It is possible. Could be lachatchila deraisa. It's a mitzvah. It's the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Iber Hashanah. We mentioned already. There's a machlokes. The Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs are there? The Rambam holds that there's one mitzvah kviyas haluach and has two parts: kiddush achodesh and Iber Hashanah. And the Ramban thinks that the halachas gedolus is correct. That you count the mitzvah kihichach masam minaschem leinehu amim. What's Chachmach Shemin Aschem? So the Gemara said that's Chishuv Kufis, the calculated Kufis in the Moilel Halvon. What mitzvah is that? So the Baha'i counts it as a mitzvah. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he thinks the Baha'i makes sense. The Rambam understood the Baha'i that he's counting as a mitzvah to be able to make the calculations of when the Moilel is going to be, when the Tkufa is going to be. So the Ramban said, that's not what he meant. Chishuv Tkufas, he didn't mean Chishuv Tkufas. He meant declaring Rosh Chodesh as one mitzvah, Chodesh Alachem, Rosh Chodoshim, and declaring Hashanah Mu'uberis as two mitzvahs, two distinct mitzvahs. One is Kiddush HaChodesh, one is Ibra Hashanah. The Rambam lumps the two together. There's one big mitzvah of Kfiyas Haluach. That's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. I think it says in Kuf Nun Ches, something like that. So he counts Kfiyas Haluach as one mitzvah based on the Pasuk, Achodesh Azalachem Rosh Chodosh. And the Ramban comes to defend the Baha'i from the attack of the Rambam, because the Baha'i counted the mitzvah lachashev tkufas umoldus. So the Rambam thought that was an asmachtam in the Rabbanan, that all the nations of the world have respect for the Jewish people. Kihichach maschem evinaschem leinuham. They all have respect for the Jews, that the Jews knew so much mathematics centuries ago, before the rest of the world was so much aware of mathematics. And they knew mathematics and physics, and they knew all cheshbon of it. In the days of Abai V'Rava, their counterparts in Eretz made the whole luach. So they made a whole calculation. You got to know physics and math to figure that out. So the Rama made fun of the Baha'i. He said, that's only an asmachta mirabbanan. That's not a real mitzvah in the Torah. They make chishuv tkufas in moldus. And the Ramban says, no, what the Bahad meant to say is that it's a separate mitzvah to declare Shana Mu'beres. One mitzvah to declare HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, and one mitzvah is Ibra Shana. Two different mitzvahs. Ramban holds that it's one mitzvah. He likes the Bahag better. So it could be that it is Alachat Chila Deraisa. Probably only with the Rabban of the 357. So Gemara says, what are the 357? What is it supposed to correspond to? Gemara says, Pligi Barabitzu Bachmeini V'chadi Mei. This outstanding Talmud Chacham and another contemporary of his. Who's the contemporary? Shimon ben Pazi. Another version has it is the reverse. Shimon Pazi was more outstanding in learning than his friend Rabbi Yitzchak Nachmani. So the Iker person whose name you mentioned is Iker de Amrilo. Another version has Shimon Pazi v'chadi mei. Another contemporary of his who was less learned than he was. Who was that? Umar Rabbi Yitzchak Nachmani. So the two versions. Who is the greater Talmud Chacham? Okay. Not too relevant to the Maisa Bizman, is that? So they had a machlek, is what is this 357? What is it based on? Chara mekeneged birchas kanim. Yer Hashem Yishmerecha has 3 words. Yer Hashem Panam Elecha v'chanecha has 5 words. Yisar Hashem Panam Elecha has 7 words. So somehow there's a correspondence, there's a relationship between the text of the brachas of birchas kohanim and the number of the members of the bezin for the Ibra Shana, 357. What in the world is the connection? Got to break your head to figure it out. The Chadama and the other Amora says, what to think about. The Chadama and the other then says, not Keneged Bichas Kanim, it's Keneged Shomri Hasaf, Hamisha Meroi Pnei Melech, Vishiva Roi Pnei Melech. Also very strange. What was the connection over here? Vayishmita Yisal Hasina. The both opinions are very strange. The explanation sounds like a Agadic explanation. Doesn't sound like it's a Din Deraisa. Doesn't sound like it's a Lechatchila Deraisa. Theoretically, it could have been Alachat Chila Deraisa because it's a mitzvah. Tosfos just says you can't have Alachat Chila Deraisa in an Iser, in a Matir. It doesn't make sense. But in a mitzvah, it is theoretically possible. But what's the Mokker? The Mokker is you're learning out from the Siyas Kapayim. You're learning out from the Roi Pnei Melech. That sounds like it's only Midir Rabbonin. When Lamai said, they said, what is it all about? Okay, it's a problem. Yeah?
What would
Tosfos
do with
Timur? Tamura is an Avera.
So that's not
Alachat Chila? Well, in Alachat Chila, you get Malkus if you make Tamura.
I'm saying, but on the Diyabit level, there's something
called Chalos. But Diyabit, it's Chal, but you did an Avera. There's no Alachat Chila in Diyabit over there. You're not allowed to make Tamura, and if you did, you get Malkus, because you did an Avera. And Diyabit also, part of the onus is that it's Chal, that's a Shaila. When you say, V'hoi hu smirasi ya kodesh, that the Tamura is Chal, is that part of the punishment that we give him? We give him Malkus and we declare that it's Chal, or he's saying, it's not a punishment, that's Dalachim. That's a Shana, the first daf in Tamura, that base on the base. Whether it's a punishment or it's not part of a punishment, it's a din. So then the Gemara says, first they had two Amorim. Tanu Rabbi Yosef presents a Braisa that says, Beferish, that the 357 is based on the Roi Pnei Melech and the Shomri Hasaf and so on. Abai was the Talmud of Rav Yosef. So he said, how come he waited so long to tell us this pshat? Omele Abai the Rav Yosef, 5 lines from the bottom of the Omid. Ha'idna my time ala parish lamar. How come he never explained till today what is based on 357? Omele hu, so Rav Yosef answers back to Abai and the other Talmudim in the class. I didn't realize that you didn't know. I thought I must have said it many times. Like a lot of times I think, I must have said that in Shir already, because I said it in a different Shir. Or I remember it in my mind. I remember it so well, I thought that I said it already in Shir. Rabbi Yosef said, I didn't realize that I never told the students. I thought I had told them. What does he say? My time, until now, my time of the parish lamar, how come he never told us pshat like until today? Omelusa, Rabbi Yosef responds, I didn't know that you didn't know the pshat. Did it ever happen that you asked me pshat and something and I didn't tell you the pshat? I thought everybody knew the pshat. If I would have realized no one knew what the 357 is all about, I would have told you years ago. Okay, so you have to really understand what is it all about, the Shiva Roi Pnei Melech. The Rosh Hashiva from Kerem B'Yavner, Moti Greenberg, published a shir from Rav Soloveitchik, a drosha from Rav Soloveitchik on this. What is it all about, the 357? Okay. And what is it all about, the duchening? Okay, you got to figure it out. The ending Gemara tells a few stories. Zimain Nasi Sorech Gedi Simen. They used to memorize the Gemara till the Gemara was written in the days of the Gaonim. And the Gemara was Masuda by Rabin and Rabashi. So every so often in the Gemara you have a simon. Remember the Seder Hadvan. What do you say first? What do you say second? What do you say third? So Zimin Nasi Tzarkadi Simin, that's the way to remember what goes on. Tan Rabbana, Em Armus Hashana Ella Bimizumanim. What do you mean Mizumanim? Rashi. Shehiz Minam Hanasi Miboer. Who's the Nasi? The chief rabbi, the head of the Sanhedrin, is the Nasi. Kiddush HaChadosh Nibra Hashan is supposed to be done by the Sanhedrin. That's the Beferish Mechilta. The Rambam and the Rambam both agree that's a Mechilta. But the Rambam held that it's a real din, that you need Bez Nagadol. You need the Bez Nagadol has to do Kiddush HaChadosh Nibra Hashan. The three members of the Bez don't necessarily have to be members of the Bez Nagadol. They have to be authorized by the Bez Nagadol to take care of Kiddush HaChadosh Nibra Hashan. The Ramban disagrees with the Ram. How can you say that it's a din? That's all absolutely the din you need. Kiddush HaChadosh Nibra Hashan and Bez Nagadol. There was no Bez Nagadol 40 years before the Churban by Sheni. By Sheni was Churban in the year 70, Tisha B'Av. So 40 years before, Golsa Sanhedrin, Milishka Sagazes. So, Emelam and Shamakim Gorim. And once the Sanhedrin is no longer meeting Milishka Sagazes, they don't have the status of Sanhedrin, and they continue to make Kiddush HaChadosh Nibra Hashan way later into the days, till the days of Abai Barab. During their lifetime, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael were the ones who established the Luach Kavua that we have. So that was a few centuries after 40 years before the Churban Abayis. So how can the Rambam be right? That's the Ramban's kasha. How can the Rambam be right? That you always require Li'ikuvah, Kiddush HaChodesh, Yibra Hashanah, must be done by the Bez Nagadol, but they continue to do till the days of Abai Barab, deep into the days of the Amaron. There was no Bez Nagadol at that time. So then I say, Kelem and the Sefer HaMitzvah say, and we mentioned the Kevinara writes on Saita also. He said apparently the Ram thinks that they had smicha in Eretz Yisrael, and they had a body. He thinks historically there was always a body of 71 rabbanim with smicha who would meet together every so often, every single day, or from time to time, and they had the status of Bez Nagadol. Malam Shamak and Gorim is with respect to din in the nefashos, that you can't administer din in the nefash. Not only with respect to Zakam Mamre. If the Bez Nagadol issued the psak when they were mitzvah on a beis pagi, they were on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Beis pagi means on the outskirts. Not only is it a local din, v'kamta v'leisa v'amokam is in the parsha of Zalken Mamre. So not only is it a requirement for the Zalken Mamre, it's a din in the fashas in general. But it does mean Shamokim Gorim, if the Bez Nagadol is not meeting in Lishkas Hagos, they don't have a din of Bez Nagadol. No, they do have a din of Bez Nagadol. They still have a din of Bez Nagadol. So that's the Rambam's opinion. The Ramban thinks that after the Sanhedrin entered the Golus, 40 years before the Churban Abayis, there couldn't be any more Bez Nagadol. Shamokim Gorim. If they're not sitting in the Lishka Sagozis, they don't have the special status of Bez Nagadol. So there's no more Bez Nagadol. So he says, but the Mechilta says you need Bez Nagadol for Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra Hashanah. So the Ramban writes, of course you need it. It's not right that any Tom, Dick, and Rabbi, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry will gather together and declare for all of Klal Yisrael, all the Jews who live all over the world, when Rosh Chodesh is. This should be done by the Bez Nagadol. It's to all the Jews all over the world. But he says it's not me'akev v'diyevet. If any ad hoc bezin of rabbis Tom, Dick, and Harry will convene, they declare that the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh. So then that's what will happen. The 30th day will be Rosh Chodesh. Kol ha'kodim zocha. Whoever any bezin through whoever pasken first, it'll become Rosh Chodesh. That day will become Rosh Chodesh. It's not right to do that, Bizman, that you have a Bez Nagadol, because this issue of when Rosh Chodesh is neged to all the Klal Yisrael. And more correct is that you should give the respect to the Bez Nagadol, and they should establish a Bez Nagadol. Yeah. So Nahamo. So there's a din. You need Bez Nagadol, and the Nasi has to appoint Rashi, right? Shehizmina ma Nasi mi ba'erev. The Nasi appointed them the day before. Mi ba'erev does mean Leil Rosh Chodesh. Means an Erev Rosh Chodesh. The chief rabbi of the Sanhedrin appointed a bezna of seven that they should convene tomorrow and declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. So that's lachatchili you need mizumanim. Is it miyakeh b'diyeret? Probably not. By chalitza you need mizumanim also. By chalitza the bezna is supposed to convene the day before they're going to do the chalitza, and they sit they sit in the same direction that they're going to sit tomorrow. You have three dayanim sitting in one direction, then two dayanim sitting on a right angle to the three dayanim. Because there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah, how many dayanim do you need for chalitza? Is it enough with three, or do you need five? So we pass in three, but l'chatchila should really have five in order to have more pirsum, because the pasuk says, well, also yivim tahashara leini haskenim. So hashara means that you need pirsum. You're supposed to do chalitza the pirsum. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that l'chatchila the chalitza should be performed in shul right after shacharis. So everybody comes to shul is going to see the chalitza. L'chatchila need pirsum, but yeah, but it's not miyakim. So you want to have extra pirsum, so the bezin should convene the day before they plan to do the chalitza. They want to do the chalitza Monday morning. The bezin should sit in that position, three sitting in this direction and two sitting at a right angle to them. They should convene the day before and declare that tomorrow morning after shacharis we're going to gather together here. We're going to perform the chalitza. But the mizumanim. The mizumanim by the kviyas makam by the bezin, that's not miyakim. And over here also, the mizumanim is not miyakim. The chatzila should be with mizumanim. So the Gemara, the Brisa tells a story. Tana Rabbanan. So Brisa tells a story. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel Shama Hashkimuli. He was the nasi. So he said he requested Hashkimuli Shiva Aliyah. I want to have bright and early tomorrow morning. I want to have seven Tanoim, seven Talmidei Chachamim. We should come to the Aliyah could discuss the issue of Shalom Uberes. Hishkimi wakes up bright and early in the morning. Umotzushman. He comes that there are eight Rabbanim. He asked only seven. There are eight. Omar, so he said, whoever came without being authorized should please disappear. So one of them is going to be humiliated. Someone was going to be dead embarrassed. He came up without permission. So Shmuel HaKotan, who was invited, he was among the seven who were invited. Omar Shmuel HaKotan, the Amani Ushali says, Shalai Bishus, I apologize. I was the one who came uninvited. I didn't plan to serve as a member of the Bezin. I wanted to see how you do it. I was going to watch the way the seven members of the Bezin declared the Shalom Uberes. Amalai, so whoever was in charge of the Bezin Gadol at that time, Amalai said to him, Shebeni, shave, you can stay. Shmuel HaKotan can stay. Why? Ruyas kol Hashanim kulam lehisaber al yadechem. You belong in the Bezin. You are holy tzaddik. So the Gemara says, "Ela mechachem mamas alshana, ela b'mizmanim lo." You weren't invited. That's why we can't have you. So then the Gemara said, "The truth of the matter wasn't Shmuel HaKotan. It was someone else. Shmuel HaKotan was from the mizmanim. Lo Shmuel HaKotan habi alein shachrina. It was a different tana who came without authorization. So why did Shmuel HaKotan say, 'I'm the one'? And he was about to leave. Mach miskisu fuhudi over. He didn't want the other person to be dead embarrassed. The guy's gonna have to walk out." But Baisha spun him that he was the one who barged into the Bezin office uninvited. So Shmo didn't want to hurt his, they want him to be humiliated in public. So that's why he was the one who walked out. Lo Shmo l'kotna havelein shachrina, machm is kisul for the other. He didn't want the other person to be dead embarrassed. Where do you see such a tradition to do such a thing? That you should admit that you did something improper, even though you didn't do it improper, in order that other people are there should cover up, and the one who did the improper thing. So the Gemara says that was similar, kiho, similar to the following story. Yosef Rab Zike Dorish. What does it say? The Yosef Rebbe, the Kadosh Rebbe was giving a shir. Yosef Rebbe, the Kadosh Rebbe was giving a shir. Ve'riach riach shum, and he smelled garlic, and it annoyed him. Omar, so he said, whoever ate garlic should please leave. Whoever ate the shum, I find it and should leave. So Amar Reb Chir, Reb Chir was a star student of Rebbe. He got up and he left. So the guy who really ate the garlic knew that it was him. It wasn't Reb Chir. So he left, and then other people left. They didn't want anybody to know who was the one who annoyed Rebbe. Amdu kulam yatzum. Everybody left. Shachan, the next morning, with Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, the son of Rebbe, he met Reb Chir in the Beis Medrash Amalei. Atoshi, it's hard to liyaba. You're the one yesterday. You ate the garlic. Why did you eat garlic before you came into the shir? He said, no, I didn't eat the garlic. But I didn't. So why do you admit that you did it? Why did you walk out? He said, I didn't want to humiliate the guy who did eat the garlic. Amalo. So Reb Chiya told the son of Rabbi Yudah Anasi, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, so he told them, Lo tehekozos b'Yisrael. You're not allowed to embarrass a Jewish person like that. So that's why I said that I was the one who did it, and a whole bunch of people left in order not to humiliate the one who actually did eat the garlic. So then the Gemara says, where did Reb Chiya pick up this idea from? That you should admit that you did something wrong in order not to embarrass someone else. Reb Chiya Meir Gamala, Reb Meir. He picked it up from Reb Meir. Because he was in a generation immediately before the Tanya. Ma'isa b'ishachas, Shabbosel b'es medrash shor Reb Meir. Amaloi, Rebbe, Echem ekem kidshani b'biyah. One of you was Makadosh b'biyah. When I heard there is such a thing as Kiddushei biyah on the books, but Midrabbana, they say you're not allowed to do that. It's a pritzusa, the Gemara says, to start off your beginning of your marriage with the girl, with Kedusha Bia. You should start off the Kedusha Kesev, with Kedusha Shtar, and then privately do Bia. Tosfos has two pshatim. What's the chisaron? What's the pritzusa? The pritzusa is because you need Eidus Likim Adov. You have to tell Eidim, you stand outside of the bedroom, and I'm going to have Bia with the woman. So that's what's improper. Or the impropriety is not because you need Eidus Likim Adov, or is he calling upon the Eidim and telling him I'm going to have a Bia with the woman, but rather, even if no Eidim Lekim Adov, it's because Tchilas, he's starting off his marriage with the woman, he's starting off the Kesher with the Bia. She started off with a little Ruchnias instead of starting off with Gashmias. So Tosfos and Kiddushin has two pshatim. When the Gemara says, Rab Mangin, a man the Bikadosh Bibia, Rab would give Makas Mardis to someone who would be in Kaddish and Isha Bibia, because it's awesome with the Rabbanon. So Tosfos has the two explanations. Yeah. The Gemara says, that's why Midirabbanan, they instituted a takana of Maimer. Maimer means, if my brother died leaving no children, and he was married, so I'm supposed to either do Chalitza or Yibum. So the Gemara says, if you choose to do Yibum, you have to be Mekadosh, the sister-in-law, in advance. That's called Maimer. Maimer is only Kiddushin Midirabbanan. Minatorah doesn't exist. The Kiddushin Midirabbanan, Minatorah, there is no such thing. The Yavim cannot be Mekadosh the Yavama because it's a Chavi Krisis. It's a Ishesach, it can't be Mekadosha. But Midrabbanan, not only is it Chal, but it's required. You're not allowed to do Yibum unless you first do Kiddushei Kesef. Or Rashi says Kiddushei Shtar also. Rashi on the first mission in Kiddushin says you can do Kiddushei Kesef or Kiddushei Shtar for Maimer. So the Gemara said the reason why they instituted Maimer, Midrabbanan, if you want to do Yibum, is because Rab Mangin Aman the Mekadosh Bebiya. Because Rab said that they asked Ben Rabban, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha Bebiya. So that's why they insisted whoever wants to do Yibum has to do Kiddushei Maimer in advance. So that's the Shaila. What's the Pritzusas there? According to the one opinion in Tosfos, that the Pritzusas is because you need Eidus Likim Adov and Kiddushei Bebiya, according to that Pshat, that's why it's improper to be Mekadosh and Isha Bebiya. Then the Gemara is saying that by Yibum you need Eidus Likim Adov. Because if you don't need Eidus Likim Adov, so what's the Pritzusa? The Gemara said, the reason why they instituted a requirement, you have to perform Maimer before you do the Yibum, because Rab Mangaman and Mekadosh Bebiya. So according to that Pshat and Tosfos, you're assuming that you need Eidus Likim Adov by Yibum. That's a big machlekes, Rishayim and Achrayim, whether Yibum really requires Eidus Likim Adov or not. Two opinions on Shulchan Aruch. When you need Eidus Likim Adov by Yibum. The Binyan Tzion has two shuvas about that, in the first volume and the second volume, a few years apart. The same thing happened that by us, the practice is we don't do Yibum. We don't permit Yibum. We insist on doing Chalitza. Because we're afraid he's going to do the Yibum, Shalom Lishma. And then Mark quotes the Tana who says that if the Yibum is done, Shalom Lishma, that there's no heter eshesach. The heter eshesach is only if he does the yibum, the shem shemaim, the shem mitzvah. And if he does it, the shem noi, because she's so good looking. Well, the shem ishus, he wants to be, she has a big ichus, and he wants everybody to know that he's marrying the family, or because there's a lot of money involved over here, whatever. So if he's not doing it, the shem shemaim, then one of the tanaim says that there's no heter to do. No heter to do the Yibum. So that's why today we're concerned that no one really, people may not do the Yibum L'shem Shemaim. So we don't, that's by Ashkenazim, we don't permit anybody to do Yibum. So the Binyan Tzion has the same Shaila, repeated itself. A man died leaving no children, and his wife needed Chalitza. So the brother-in-law the brother of the Nifta had a crush on the girl. So he talked into the girl, had an affair together, they were mizanim. Instead of being mikadosh her, because we wouldn't allow it. If they would go to the Rabbanim wouldn't permit them to have yibum. Because Rabbi Natan says that that's the psak by the Ashkenazim. We don't permit yibum. The Gemara says the psak was reversed over the years. Sometimes you have a machlekes, and in one generation the consensus was one way. In a later generation, the consensus changed, the rov changed. So whatever the rov is, that's how you paskin. So that's called Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achreina. Bez Nishal Achreim Amru, Mishnah Achreina reversed the psak. You have a lot of times like that. During Bais Rishon, they did Nisach Hayayim one way for 410 years. By Sheni, they did Nisach Hayayim a totally different way. They darshan the psukim differently. En l'chala shefet shabi amecho. Yiftach b'dor kishmo b'dor. They did it differently. So the so by Ashkenazim, we follow the Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam says that we don't permit Yivam. So they knew, the Yavam with the Yavam, but they knew if they go to the rabbis, they know that no one practices Yibum Mizmanazah. But they liked each other, so they were Mizana together. And now they come to the Bez and they want to do Chalitza. They know they won't let them live together. They want to know. They want to do Chalitza now. So the din is, if the Yavam already did Yibum, and he was kind of the Yibum, then you can't do Chalitza now. You have to give a get. You don't need Chalitza, and the Chalitza is not going to help. Chalitza only permits the woman to remarry if it's only Zika. If the husband died, and you didn't do any yibum yet. But once he already did the yibum, you became kind of the yibum, then the only way to get rid of her is by giving her a get. So this was the shaila. They had bia together, but they had bia, they didn't have any edus lekim adover on it. So it was a shaila whether yibum requires edus lekim adover. If yibum needs edus lekim adover, and there wasn't, no one knew about it, they didn't invite any edim to watch that they're gonna go into bed together, so then you can still do chalitza. So the Binyan Tzion writes in both Tshuvas, in the first volume and the second volume, the Tshuvas HaChadosh, he writes the same shaila, repeated itself 20 years later, that we paskin l'alocha that you do need Eidus L'kim Adovar by Yibum, and in both cases he paskin, since there were no Eidus L'kim Adovar, so the Yibum didn't take effect, and they can do Chalitza, and that's it. They'll do Chalitza and she'll be Meteris L'hinasi L'ashur.
Does Spartan do Yibum nowadays or no?
Sfarim, all the generations did Yibum. And then when they did Hakamas HaMedina, so the Rabbanut thought it'll be Hefker. If the Sfarim are going to continue to do Yibum Ashkenazim, they're not going to do so. They had all the Sfarish Rabbanim, there weren't so many at that time. All the Sfarish Rabbanim signed a Haskem, an agreement that they're not going to allow Yibum anymore. So it should be one Psak Achid, one unified Psak. It'll be too much Hefker if the Sfarim are going to do their Sheet and Ashkenazim are going to do their Sheet. And then Chacham Avadya, who was not in Eretz Yisrael at the time of Hakamas HaMedina, forgot already where he was, so he wrote a tshuva that this haskem that they made, Ein L'zeh Shum Tokef, it's against the halacha, because the Tzvadi Psak is that they're supposed to do Yibam, Mizizin Kademis L'mitzvah Chalitza. So he was Ma'aran, they had no right to change the Psak HaMekubal for Tzvadim for so many centuries, they had no right to. I think the common practice today is not like Chacham Avadya. The common practice is like the Heskeim that was made in 1948. I don't think they do Yibum. I don't think so.
What's the Maimar has Eidus L'kim Adavar then the act of Yibum when it needed it?
No, it will need it. The Maimar is Menater is zero. Not Chal at all. Beishamai, this is Beishamai, the Maimar is kind of Menater, but we don't pass them like Beishamai. You hold that Maimer is only needed and it's only Chal Mei D'Rabban. On the level of the Rice, it's nothing.
So how does it avoid the Pritzusa of Eidim knowing what you're doing?
Oh, so that's what Taisa said. How does it avoid the Pritzusa? Taisa says the Pshat is, the more correct Pshat is the second Pshat. That the Pritzusa is not so much. Taisa says the first Pshat can't be correct because of the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara says the reason why they instituted, the reason why they required Maimer is because Rav Manga Manda Mekadosh Bias. So therefore what? So they're different. Achrayim learn in Taisus differently. This is a Taisus in Kedushin on the Afyud Gimel or so. Rav Manga Manda Mekadosh Bias because of Pitzusa. So the one Pshat in Taisus was because he needed Eidus L'kim Adavar. So some Achrayim say Pshat in Taisus that they never need Eidus L'kim Adavar by Yibum. You never need Eidus L'kim Adavar. So what's the Pritzusa? Why is there a problem? And others say, no, you do need Eidus L'kim Adavar, and it's not going to help if you're going to do Maimer and James. because Maimar on the level of the Raisa is meaningless. He's still going to need Eidus and Kima Dabu when he goes into the bedroom with her. It's still going to be the Pitzusa. There's no way to avoid it. So there are two ways to read the Tosfos. Two ways to... Acharonim said there are two ways to read the Tosfos. If you look in the original Balei HaTosfos, the Tosfos HaRosh has the original, it says Beferish that you're going to need Eidus and Kima Dabu anyway. They don't have the other Pshat. Acharonim had two ways to read the Tosfos that appears by us, the Kitzer, in Kiddushan and Daf Yud Gimel. But in the original set of the Balei HaTosfos, it says Beferish that way, that you're going to need Eidus L'Kim Adava anyway. You won't gain anything by introducing Maimer in advance in the presence of Eidim. You're still going to have to do the Yibum in the presence of Eidim. So it's still going to be a Pritzusa. But that's what the Achrayim had two ways to read the Tosfos. Sanachamal, so what's over here? So a woman walks into Rav Meir Beis Medrash and she says, one of you is Mekadosh Megdudiyah. So he didn't want to humiliate the student. That's scandalous. That one of the students of Mekadosh Bebiya, that's a chutzpah. Pritzusa. So Rameh didn't want to humiliate the student who did this avla. So he said, oh, I guess I was the one. So he gave her a get. And then all of the people present gave her a get. So one of them was the real husband. And each one gave a get, not to humiliate the guy. See, you're not supposed to humiliate even the guy's doing shaloi kalacha. You're not supposed to embarrass him. That's supposed to embarrass him. So the Gemara says that Reb Chiya walked out my Rebbe. He said, who ate garlic? Reb Chiya walked out in order not to humiliate the one who did eat the garlic. Where did Reb Chiya pick up this anhaga? It doesn't make sense today. He picked up anhaga from Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't see Moshe Rabbeinu. Anhagas, you have to... I saw a lot of anhagas by Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik saw by Gdolim maybe before his time. You can't skip generation. You can't say, I read in the biography that there was Hanhage 500 years ago of such and such a thing. The Gemara says, no, each one has to have a Masorah pick up from his Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Reb Chiya picked it up because he heard that Reb Meir in an earlier generation did it like that. Reb Meir picked it up because Shmuel HaKotan did it. Shmuel HaKotan was when he said, who came up to Ibar HaShana Shalob Ben Mizuman? So he walked out, he said, I'm the one, and he wasn't the one. The Gemara, he wasn't the one. Where did Shmuel HaKotan pick it up? He picked it up from Shcheni Ben Yechiel, the Chziv. There were so many Jews that were intermarried when the Jews came back from Golas Babel after 70 years. So Ezra was tumbling that they have to divorce their wives, or they have to convert their wives. They got to do something. Can't leave things the way they are. He's speaking in public in front of Ezra. He married non-Jewish women. So Rashi points out he himself was not intermarried. Other people were intermarried. So why does it say, "Anachnu ma'alna be'alakeinu"? Anoshev, we all married non-Jewish women. It's the editorial. He didn't mean himself. He didn't do it. He didn't want to single out. Didn't want to humiliate those who had done wrong. He didn't say va'ata yesh. Mikveli Yisrael alzos. There is hope for the Jewish people. We're going to straighten out the mess. And then Ezra had them all divorce their wives. They should stop living with the non-Jewish wives. So then the Gemara, where did Shcheni ben Yechiel pick it up from? Each one should learn it from a slightly earlier generation, not to skip generation. He's the next one earlier than him was Yeshua ben Nun. What do you mean? What did Yeshua do? No, not the Yeshua. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Yeshua ben Nun. Rashi says from the story in Yeshua ben Nun that the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want to humiliate the sinner. He didn't want to be a dilter, dichsiv. What happened? They waged the first war in Eretz Yisrael was to conquer the city Yericho. Yericho first, and then after they conquered Yericho, miraculously, they didn't lose any men. Then when they waged the war against the city Ai, so they lost terribly, and many people lost their lives, it says in the Pasuk. So then Yeshua ben Nun says, what happened? But you promised us it's going to be miraculously winning all the wars. So how come you violated your promise? So the Baruch Shalom says, V'yam Hashem, Yeshua, kum lecha, get up. Lama zeh atanef al panecha. Chati Yisrael, the Jewish people sinned, and one of them violated the Cherem on Yericho, and that's why they lost the war in Ai. So Yeshua ben Nun asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, Michata, tell me who's the one who sinned, and we should punish him. So Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'm going to snitch. I'm going to tell you who it is. Lech v'halta garolos, go draw lots, and that's how you'll determine. The lots are only going to determine if it's ben Hashemayim. It's so. Yet But the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want to be a dilter. He doesn't want to snitch on him. He says, Lech lahafte garolos. So each one learned that from an earlier generation, not to humiliate the sinner.
Right. Isn't Shechani ben Yechiel and
Skipping a lot of generations, yeah. But they didn't have anybody closer, so they say he picked it up from him. But to say that in a later generation they picked it up from the Maaseh Yeshua ben Nun, that the Gemara doesn't want to say that. You don't pick up, you're not supposed to pick up from such a gap in between. You're supposed to pick up from someone who's immediately before you. But over here they had nothing in between. Maybe there was something. Okay, they had nothing in between.
Rabbi, why can't you say it's
picking
up from Yeshua, it's picking up from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
Why is that not? Why can't you only do this one from the first source? It's not about Yeshua. It's about Hashem.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good kasha. The question is, how do you apply b'halachta b'drachim? How do you apply b'halachta b'drachim? So whatever it says in Tanakh, how the Rebbeinu Shlomo acts, that's how we're supposed to follow. That's what the Rambam writes in the Mor and the Buchim and the Mishnah Torah. That's why the Tanakh describes how the Rebbeinu Shlomo runs the world. We should know what is b'halachta b'drachim. What are the darchei Hashem? So that's the shaila. You can't always tell on your own how to apply the darchei Hashem to us. It says v'nake lo inake. He's never going to forgive. We should also be v'nake lo inake. So that we don't say human beings should go v'halach to v'drachav never to forgive the one who ba'avos them. So how did you decide which midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to emulate, which not? So some say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has an expression, kol zman shebanai choytim Yasu lefana kiseidu hazeh v'ani mochalahem. What does it say? Yasu lefana, yomru lefana kiseidu hazeh. Let them say Hashem Hashem ka rachman chana, and I will forgive them. So some of them farshim say Yasu lefana. It's not enough just to recite Hashem Hashem ka rachman chana. You have to act in that way. Yasu lefana. So then, and why does it say Yasu lefana kiseidu hazeh? Why Yasu lefana kiseidu hazeh? So some of farshim say, if a person will first observe then it's going to be menake lo yinake. That's fine. If you go in order, you're just going to be unforgiving. He's nake lo yinake. He never forgives. He doesn't just never forgive. First, he's erech apayim rab ches ve'emistan tzuches la'alofim. He does all the acts of chesed, kindness and mercy, and then acharei kechlos hakol, after all of that is all over, so once in a while he does v'nakei lo yinakei, sometimes he doesn't forgive. So human beings also, the Gemara says called tamachachem shein enekim enotik enochosh enot tamachachem. Where's that Gemara? That's in Tainus, I think. Tamin chacham have to be makbed on their kovit. You shouldn't be mochel on their kovit. That's a scandalous thing to say. Has to be enekim enotik enochosh enot tamachachem. That means if he observes all the other midas of Elokus, if he does kiseder hazeh, if he'll observe all the other midas of Elokus, then he'll get to the last one. Nake lo inake. Okay, so then sometimes that's in place also. It's also the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to apply v'halachta b'drachim is also not easy. You have to have a masora. Which midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should we emulate and which not? We should emulate all of them, but we have to know l'maisa how it applies. We have, when they started artificial insemination for an Eishes Ish, a married woman can't have children from her own husband because the husband's Zera Baal is Ein Amoyle Oiled. So some said it's an Issa Deraisa to take Zera from someone other than her own husband, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Achrei Mois by the Arayas, V'leishes HaMischo L'sitin Shechav T'cho L'zora L'tomavo. You shouldn't donate. It doesn't say you shouldn't be bald out. It doesn't say that. It says lesitin shechav tochol lezara letamava. Shouldn't give up a zera from a different man to a woman who's married to someone else. So the pasuk sounds like it's talking about artificial insemination. So the Sridei Yesh has a tshuva that was written at that time when they first started doing practicing. Rabbi Yosef Engel died 100 years ago. He already has about artificial insemination. That was 100 years ago, they were already practicing, they were beginning. But the Sridei Yesh lived in the 30s, 40s and so on. So he has a tshuva when it was more common to do artificial insemination. So he says, we don't know how to darshan psukim. we have no right to darshan psukim on our own. Then he quotes, he has another tshuva where he writes, there is a big machlekes achrayim quoted by the Pesachim Tshuva in the third chelik Yeridaya, where you have Hilchas Sefer Torah. So there's a mitzvah called Yochid V'Yochid to write a Sefer Torah. The Melech has a mitzvah to write a second Sefer Torah. Kosolos Mishnah HaTorah says Sefer Torah Sheni, a second volume, and the second Sefer Torah should be small enough that you should carry with them all the time, all day. And everybody else, all the other Jewish men in the Jewish nation, have an obligation to write one Sefer Torah. Kisvah Lachem Esashira HaZos Lamna Esbnei Yisrael Sim B'Vim. Everyone should write one Sefer Torah. So the Achreidim Hava Machlokes, quoted by the Pesachim Tshuva, is one of fulfillment of the mitzvah if he writes in Sefer Torah B'Shutfus. Because usually in Europe, the wealthy people had the ability to pay a fortune of money to a Sefer, to engage a Sefer, that he should write a Sefer Torah for them, and the poor people can never do it. But once every 50 years, the community would chip in together, and they would hire a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah. So everybody would give a dollar. So if you hold that year, it's the mitzvah, Ksiv a Sefer Torah B'Shutfus. Everybody chipped in. Every 50 years they would do it. So whoever was either 13 years old at the time or 80 years old, whatever, so everybody at some time or another in his life would chip in a dollar or two to become a shutif and receive a sefer Torah. So that was the machlokes. Are you in fulfillment of the mitzvah if you do it b'shutfus? So the Gemara Chulin has some mitzvahs you are yotzei b'shutfus and some not. Take for example, lulav and esrog, the first day of Sukkot has to be shalachem. So the simple Gemara says, Nyesh Nechlin has to belong to you only. If it belongs to the father died, it belongs to all of the children. B'shutfis, the Gemara says that you're not Yotze. The Pashtus Gemara that you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze B'shutfis. So the Gemara says, what's the rule? How do you know which mitzvahs you can fulfill B'shutfis, which not? So the Gemara says, the rule is, whenever the mitzvah is written B'loshan Yochid, then you're not Yotze B'shutfis. Whenever it's written B'loshan Rabbim, then you are Yotze B'shutfus. That's why there's an issue regarding Lulav and Esrog. It says, well, Lekachtam Lachem, Bayam Rishon Lachem is in the plural. So it should really imply that you are Yotze B'shutfus. So that's a Shaila. How do we read the Gemara? In Yesh Lechem. Some Rishonim hold that the Gemara said that you are Yotze B'shutfus with Lulav and Esrog on the first day. So we assume that you're not. But some Rishonim say that you have to look there in the Rashbam in Yesh Lechem. So over here it says, Kisva Lachem, Esashir Hazaz, in the plural. The several Achrayim, this was 100 years ago, so the Pesachim Tshuva quotes it. The late 1800s, the Pesachim Tshuva was written. He quotes Tshuvas that were written earlier. So some said, you are Yotze Ksiva Sefer Torah B'Shutfus, because the Gemara's klal was, whenever it's written in Chumash, whenever the mitzvah appears in the plural, then it means that you Yotze B'Shutfus. And then the Sridi Yesh, when he has the Tshuva about this in Chel Gerdes, so he says, we don't know how to darshan psukim. We don't even know how to apply the klal. Even though the Gemara darshan the psukim like that, we're not always sure how to apply the klal of the Gemara. Maybe we're not applying it properly. Maybe for some reason or another, kiss for lachem es hashir azayis, maybe we should not darshan over here that you yotze b'shutfus. So that's the shaila. Why did the Gemara have to go that Reb Chiya picked it up from Rameir, Rameir picked it up from Shmuel Lakot, and Shmuel picked it up from Shechen Yeben Yechiel, and he picked it up from Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeshua Ben Nun, Fartik Yeshua Ben Nun, is the Rabbanu Shalom V'halachta B'drachav, a very good kash. The answer is, we're not so sure how to apply V'halachta B'drachav. You have to have a big Talmud Chachma knows which midas of Elokus are supposed to be observed by the Jewish people to preserve the Tzel Malakim, or which not. So that's the question. Like Menake Lo Yenake, we don't recommend everyone should observe Menake Lo Yenake. So that's the Shiloh over here. Yeah, maybe that's the reason why they don't jump. So everyone should just jump to the Maisa de Baruch Yeshua Ben Nun. They say that's what Lach de Bedrocha. So we're not so sure. You have to see that Talmid Chacham and Muflogim, how they observe the Halach de Bedrocha.
So these were only examples. In other words, the previous ones here, given the
examples, and then we're going to go on for every generation. It's going to be not ending. So,
after a certain amount, he says, and where does it originally come from?
Maybe originally came from the Rabbanu Shalom by the Maizu Vishur Benun. Right. And then the Tanoim felt that it made sense to apply it in this case also. Then the later Tanoim and the later Amoraim, each one felt, just like in the earlier generation, they applied it to their case. So they felt that they have the right to apply it to their case as well. Yeah.
Is there any lichachilah to write a sefer Torah on your own, or if you pay someone, you pay the money, you're fully yotzei?
The Gemara says if you write it on your own, then kilo kibla mehar Sinai. Then it's much better. If you bought hakayna sefer Torah min hashuk, if you bought a sefer Torah, kilo chaytif mitzvah min hashuk. It's cheating. Kilo chaytif mitzvah min hashuk. So in Yerideya and Hilchos sefer Torah during Chelik Yerideya, there's a machlokes achrayim. What does that mean? Hakayna sefer Torah min hashuk, kilo chaytif mitzvah min hashuk. It means that you're not yotze, or you're yotze incomplete in an incomplete fashion. So that's a machlokes achrayim. Beis Halevi has a tshuva about that. The Ramah presents it as if you're not Yotzei at all. If you buy a Sefer Torah that was written, a Sefer wrote a Sefer Torah, and I buy it. So the Ramah paskens that you're not Yotzei Ksiv a Sefer Torah. And he understood it from a Rambam. So the Beis Halevi said it's not true. He misunderstood the Rambam. If he would have looked in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he would have seen that the Ramah writes Befer, or the Sefer HaMitzvos, I forgot which one. I think he quotes the Sefer HaMitzvos. That the Rambam learned like everybody else, that you are yotze in the mitzvah b'dieved, but it's a little bit cheating. More correct is you should write it yourself. Yeah, the common minig is that you engage a sofer to write it for you, then you fill in a couple of osias at the end. So you participated partially in the actual ksiva of the sefer Torah itself.
Does a melech have to also write it, or could it be yorish?
That's a problematic Rambam. That's a little bit double talk. Really. They're not sure what the Rambam said. The Rambam says something about if the Melech's father was a Melech and he has two Sefer Torah, so he doesn't have to write over both of them. He has to write over one. Why doesn't he have to write over both of them? You're not Yotze. If my father died, he left the Sefer Torah. I'm not Yotze in the mitzvah. I have to write one on my own. If my father.
Because
you should have
with my father.
And
then I was
Yerushit.
Does that make any difference?
I mean, L'chatchila, when my father had it written, I was a shutta with him in writing it. Right. If you're Yotze b'shutfus, I was Yotze ready. So I was Yotze ready, so I don't have to write another one. Let's say my father wrote it, Shalom b'shutfus shali. My father wrote it, then he dies. So that, for sure, the Gemara says, you're not Yotze. Mitzu, you're not Yotze at all, b'Yerusha. So that's the question. You're not Yotze at all, because Yerusha is b'shevi altasi. Even if I shot my father, even if I killed my father, I didn't cause the Yerusha to happen. Yerusha happens by itself. Yerusha is b'shevi altasi. So for sure, you're not yotze in the mitzvah by yarshening. That's l'chola days. If you buy a sefer Torah, k'gil l'chaytav mitzvah nashuk, that's a machlokes. And the Beis Halevi says the Ramah is wrong. The Ramah says you're not yotze in the mitzvah at all if you bought a sefer Torah. So the Beis Halevi says that it's not true. The Ramah is beferish that you are. The Ramah pinned it on the Ramah. The Ramah misunderstood the Ramah. He says, the Ramah only said if he got Yerusha, you're not Yotze, because he mamish didn't do anything but kumbi aseh. But if you go and you buy a sefer Torah, then you're Yotze the mitzvah, because you did. You can't Yotze a mitzvah b'shev altas. But that the Ramah writes about the Melech got Yerusha two sefer Torah, he has to rewrite one. What is it all about? It's problematic. Problematic. What pshat in the Ramah is? Yeah. It's a question what pshat in the Rambam is. Okay, it's a question what pshat in the Rambam is. What does the Gemara say? Said either Shcheni ben Yechiel either picked it up from the Halakta Bidrocha, right? The ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Maisa Bit Yeshua Ben Nun, by the eye, the city eye. When Shalom sent Chot, he so didn't want to say who? Because of Chidil Tarani. And then the second version, the by same, not that Shcheni ben Yechiel picked it up from Halach the Bedrach from the Rebbe Shlom, he picked it up from Moshe Rabbeinu. Except Arona Meyantem, and he's speaking to a whole group of people, and some of them sin, not all of them. So he says it vaguely, Arona Meyantem, why are you violating Ratzon Hashem? You're not living up to the mitzvahs. You're not singling out the Rishoyim Shabbam. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to single out, so that's why Shcheni ben Yechiel didn't want to single out either. So what's this doing in this Masechta? Oh, again, the Mishnah said you need a Bezna 3 for Kiddush HaChadosh and Ibar Shana. Then the Gemara said you need Mizamanim. L'chatchili you need Mizamanim. It's not Miyakib Eliyah. So they told the story about Shmuel HaKotan, that he was one of the Mizamanim. They had invited him. He was one of the seven Mizamanim. But he didn't want to embarrass the one who was the built-in Mizuman, So he said, I'm stepping down. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, on the fifth wide line, Mishmeis Anavim, Tana Rabbanan, on Rashi says, in order to tell the story about who is Shmuel HaKotan. Why are they learning out from Shmuel HaKotan? Why did Rab Meir pick up from Shmuel HaKotan and Rab Chia picked up from there? Who is this Shmuel HaKotan that he's so important that he knows how to learn out from what are the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mishmeis Anavim, Achrayinim, Chagas Chayim Malach, in this Talka, sometimes a baskel will come out from there. What is a baskel? The Torah says one shot, a baskel means an echo. In the Hebrew, you say a lot of times, a baskel, you use the word baskel for an echo. It's usually assumed not the other pshat in Torah says. It means a kol min hashamayim, does mean an echo. Pashto says it does mean an echo. It means a voice from heaven. Baskel, what was there? Was once a baskel? Pamachzai misum balias. Beis Guria b'Yericho. Interesting. They lived in the city of Yericho. The Tanoim lived in Yericho. And Yeshua ben Nun destroyed the whole city of Yericho. So he made a curse. No one's allowed to rebuild the city. And whoever will rebuild the city, what did he say? B'chor yazdenem b'tziro. Who remembers the pasuk? He'll lose all of his children. So there was one guy who rebuilt the city of Yericho, and all of his sons died out. So you would think that you're not allowed to rebuild Yericho. So you're allowed to live there. Said the Pischei Tshuva on Choshe Mishpat. Pischei Tshuva, the end of Choshe Mishpat, says, you see from the Gemara that Tanoim always used to live in Yericho. They used to meet in Balias. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, the Sugi of Yehorek Val Yavar, and Daf Ayin Dalid. So they said, Balias, Beis Chanani, Ben Gurion, Be Yericho. The same person over here, Beis Gurion, Be Yericho. They had major decisions made in the city of Yericho when the Bez Nagal used to meet over there. So apparently, even though Yeshua ben Nun prohibited the rebuilding of the city and he cursed whoever, Chiel Beis Ha'ili, I think, rebuilt the city of Yericho, all of his sons died, as Yeshua ben Nun said in the curse. Nonetheless, once it's built, there's no issa to live in the city of Yericho. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes this, very questionable. He quotes this, that you're allowed to live in the city of Yericho. Many Gemaras like that. And he says, from here, you see the following then. Let's say someone published a Sefer, and he has a copyright on it. And the Rabbanim say no one's allowed to reprint the Sefer until he, let's say, printed a Rambam. He's not the author of the Rambam. He has no right to have a copyright. But they prohibit no one else is allowed to print a copy of the Sefer. In the next 10 years, he should be able to make a profit. He laid out a lot of money. He should be able to make a profit, not to discourage people from publishing Svar. So then someone goes ahead and they did reprint it. So he says the guy who printed the Sefer did an Avla, because the Rabbanim said, I saw it as well. No one's allowed to reprint it, but once he reprinted it, I'm allowed to buy copies. Just like Yericho, you're not allowed to rebuild the city of Yericho. But once it was rebuilt, so the guy who rebuilt it did an Aveira, once it was rebuilt, then you're allowed to live there. So to over here, the guy who reprints the Sefer did an Aveira, but once he printed it, then you're allowed to buy copies from him. It's not the same. The Rebbe Shlomo Yehoshua ben Nun didn't want Yericho to be rebuilt. It's rebuilt, so it's there. Well, you have to go destroy it. There's no mitzvah to destroy Yericho. So the Aveira was to rebuild it. Once it's rebuilt already, so you're allowed to live there. But over here, if he's not going to sell any copies, so he didn't do anything wrong. Let's say they stole the Sansino Talmud. Someone reprinted the Sansino Talmud and they were selling it here in America. So they did an Avla Gedolah by reprinting it and then by selling it. If they'll reprint 20,000 copies, they won't sell any. So there's no Aveira. They didn't do anything. The Aveira only is if you reprint it and you sell it, then Sansino won't be able to make money because they invested so much money in having the Talmud translated. So it's not right to take away from them. They're entitled to make profit on it because they invested so much money. You don't want to discourage people from putting out translations of the Talmud. Yeah, but if someone's going to make copies of a Sefer, that's a copyright. He's not going to sell any. So they didn't do any Avla. So over there, the whole Avla only is if he does sell it. But Yericho, it's not the same. That's a difficult Pischei Tshuva. They make that a tzushtel. I think that's the Pischei Tshuva's own chidur. Usually Pischei Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch is a liquid from early Achrenim. And once in a while he writes an original chidur. I think that's an original psak that he has.
I think there's an Igor Moshe says that you can't usually do like a donkey or like a mule. It would be an issue to put them together. What about with regards to that? So it's right to either, I think it could be a certain type of fruit to make by kilayim, by
Tangerine
yeah,
is kalayim.
Once it's made, you can have half of it. Because in a similar way,
you're allowed to plant that. Once you have a tangerine, you can plant the tangerine and grow a new tangerine.
But he says you don't make a shechiyam. So he says that even though originally it was a, and you can't do it originally, once it's made, you can have half of it. And similarly, it's a good proof because it's saying.
That I understand. The Rav Shlom doesn't want we should change the Teva. But once someone changed it, everybody says change it. I'll be here by printing, by reprinting a book that has a copyright. So you do an Avla, the Avla, it's only considered an Avla if you make money, and you take away from the other guy who has the copyright. He's not making money. But if you're not selling any copies, tell the guy don't sell the copies that you have. So then he didn't do any Avla. So if you tell him don't sell it, it'll undo the Aveir. Not the same as Yichon. That's a mitzvah boba aveira. What the Magen Aram says that if a woman, usually when they're building a shul, so the Jewish prostitutes feel guilty, so they want to donate money to the shul. So the Magen Aram says that you shouldn't accept. We shouldn't accept. Strictly speaking, it's only us if this is the exact same Eston Zayna that they gave her. Usually they gave her a check and she deposited in her bank account and she's giving a new check. Usually it's not really the original thing that she was given. So some want to be machmir, you know, it's not the original thing, it's the idea behind it. You shouldn't lead her into believing that she's getting an atonement for her style of living as a prostitute by donating money to the shul.
Shouldn't that also be enough of a reason not to buy copies of the Sefer with this ketubah?
I don't know. I thought it's usher, it's more usher. If the guy won't sell any copies, he won't be in violation of the Issa. The only time he's violating the Issa of the copyright is if he sells volumes and he's making money, preventing the other company from making money. But if he won't sell his, so then there won't be any violation.
But like in the city, you need to build new, you need to be improving it all the time. So yeah, the first house that guy built, maybe you could live in, but how does that explain how someone could continue living and improving the city?
And to continue to build houses.
Because some of the time they didn't live in the house that was built in the time of
the Navi. They built new houses. I don't know. It's a good question. Would they be allowed to build a new house or only in houses that someone else had already built? House that was already built. Maybe they only lived in houses that someone else built, that the Goyim built. I don't know. Good question. Yes?
Are you sure it's the same Yericho? Like we know, like today, the Jericho today is the same Yericho as before?
I think so.
I thought we don't have
I think they found the walls that fell down.
Really?
In Yericho. I'm pretty sure. They found the walls identified based on the. And the way you establish ages, yeah. Okay, we better stop here. It's late. Leonetta tomorrow, I think I'll give shiur a regular time. One of these days I may have to give a very early shiur, but I don't think it's going to be tomorrow. Okay. I think next Sunday I won't be in town. So I won't be able to give a shiur. So I'll have to speak faster this week.
Anyone wants to stay? Otherwise, every day.